Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, I got an NFL draft special 2022. It's about two prospects. One that played at Michigan State University, the other one that played at the University of Memphis. And you know what's special about these prospects? They're from my hometown, the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Vincent Turner. There comes a time and place in your life as you get older. You start thinking back about your childhood and you start thinking about all the good times when you was a kid, riding the bicycles, going through middle school, as I did. I attended Longview Elementary, well, my first year of Longview Junior High. Then I was bused to Sherwood Junior High. Then ended up graduating from Southside High School in 1978. But those were some of the greatest times of my life because Memphis is a different element. Cold in the winters, very hot in the summers. And very loyal to the sports scene around to the athletes in that area. I know everybody talks about New York. When you talk about basketball, Chicago, football, California, even football down here in Georgia. But I tell you, it's no place that I give up my life to have an honor to be raised in that environment, in that city. And to my parents who still live in Inez Turner at 82 and my father Chester at 84, I want to say thank you. Because I have the ability to give a certain pride about my city and having these two young men who are right now at the top of the 2020 NFL draft and people talking about them going in the first two rounds. That's very special. And coming from Memphis, that's even more special. And then to round it out, the basketball team, the University of Memphis, who I love dearly, I bleed blue and gray. Make no mistake, playing Boise State on tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to get somewhere here in the metro Atlanta area, and I'm going to be right in front of some sports bar watching Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers represent. It's a good time right now for me personally to be able to follow my favorite basketball team from a college perspective and talk about two young men that's going to represent my hometown. No, excuse me, our hometown at a high level. Before I get into Kenneth Walker, Michigan State, and Kevin Austin, University of Memphis, these names I'm going to bring up are athletes that I'm always going to take to my heart and grave. And I put them against any collection of athletes all over the world. You might not heard of them, but that's all right. And today they're going to give homage just like these two young men are, Kenneth Walker and Kevin Austin. I'm going to start with my high school, Carlton Peoples. You were special. Tennessee, baby. Reggie Williams, Southern University, now the head coach at Alcorn State Baseball. You were special, baby. Mark Studdaway, defensive tackle of Tennessee. You a special baby. Reginald Cofield, one of the best point guards ever seen up close and personal. The only reason, baby, you didn't ascend, they didn't have all the TV and all the social media. If Reginald Cofield would have been in this time, he would have definitely been a four-star, five-star prospect. He went to Rust. Lawrence King, Alcorn State. From my area, the Cole brothers that went to Alcorn State, Barry, Robert, Walter, Terrell Millington, Southside High School, Green Bay, Brian Ingram, Hamilton, Roman Banks, Hamilton, Philip Jett, Hamilton, Keith Simpson, Hamilton, Eric Harris, Hamilton. Eric Harris and Keith Simpson played in the National Football League. One of the greatest all-time athletes I've ever seen up close and personal, Raymond Buggs. All-state in baseball my senior year. All-state in basketball. All-state in football. Ended up being a career leader at Vanderbilt. Bert Brad said he was the best receiver he ever seen playing the SEC. Larry Finch. Ronnie Robinson. How y'all changed my life. Of being proud. Being from Memphis. John Gunn. Mayor Rose. Penny Hardaway. Treadwell, head coach, University of Memphis. Lorenzen Wright. Winston Ford, Lorenzen Wright, Booker T. Washington. Bless you, man. Winston Ford, Carver High School. Bernard Smith, right now, offensive line coach with Douglas County by way of University of Georgia. Excuse me, Bernard Williams. Kevin Mallon, Catholic High School. By way of Tennessee, 1968. Barry Wilburn, Super Bowl champion. Mayor Rose, Orange Mound. Darryl Martin, quarterback. Hamilton High School, University of Memphis. Jesse Wilburn, one of the greatest football players that ever played in the SWAC and played at Tennessee State University. My man, who I was in the first grade with. Dear to my heart, Jerry Knowlton, wide receiver, Southside High School. Andre Allen, Booker T. Washington. Willie White, Carver. Mark Webb, Westwood. Danny Hurd, Westwood. Baskerville Holmes, Westwood. Oscar Reed, BTW, Minnesota Vikings. Tim Harris, Catholic, played with the 49ers. Eric Fairs, Northside. Master Blaster, Richard Madison, Kentucky, Northside. Mark Harper, Alcorn State, Cleveland Browns. Cleo Pete, Purdue University, Northside. Michael Wilson, Manassas High School. Same high school, Isaac Hayes, Marquette. Tony Harris, East Tennessee. Derek Crawford, East. University of Memphis, Cedric Henderson East, Sylvester Ford Fairley, Jeff Moore Fairley, Vincent Moore, Hillcrest, Eric Blunt, Hillcrest, University of Houston, and Steve Moore, Tennessee State, New England Patriots. And finally, one of my best friends, Dad was a legendary songwriter, Stack Records. Him and Isaac Hayes built it from nothing. Greg Porter, super, super athlete, Catholic high school. Grew up two houses from me. All these great athletes. And let me throw Andre Applewhite, Hillcrest High School in the mix. All these athletes represent the 901. And it's something about being represented, something about how that Memphis spirit in you. That you don't know. And that's why Kenneth Walker this year was the Doak Walker Award winner. Consensus All-American. 264 rushing yards right out of the gate against Northwestern. But this is what I love about him. On that stage, Broadway, 194 yards, three touchdowns against Michigan. Averaged almost 6.2 yards this season rushing, 1,636 yards. and he's from my hometown, baby. Up there, Michigan State, with Magic Johnson, Bubba Smith, Jimmy Ray, and Gene Washington, and Clint Jones built a house. That's for you, Deshaun Tate. And the steel set of Kenneth Walker, light on his feet, very violent runner, outstanding in space, can make you miss. Hands reliable, can catch out of the backfield. Stop and start ability. Dynamic in the open field. Very decisive. Very explosive. And highly productive. The other gentleman, Calvin Austin. Only 5'7". But similar to my man, Greg Porter. See, Greg only about 5'7", 5'8". But back in the late, in the 70s, when we was in high school, 76, 77, 78, Greg Porter could dunk a basketball, spot well, type vertical. Kevin Austin, I'm going to call him the Greg Porter. This for you, Greg, of the 2022 NFL draft. Now, everybody really came annoyed with his skill set. Above average hard, A+. The release off the line of scrimmage, A+. Route running, A+. After the catch, A+. Can catch that long ball, A+. Separation, A+. The thing about Calvin Austin, the production, 74 receptions this year. 1,149 yards, 8 touchdowns. In 2020, he had 63 receptions for 1,053 yards and 7 touchdowns. And it was all a long variety. Then, excuse me, an excellent return man. Skill level, similar to Eric Metcalf. Similar to his father, Terry Metcalf, Long Beach State, St. Louis Cardinals. Anthony Davis, when he was returning kicks, South Fernando, California, USC. Dante Hall, Texas A&M. Devin Hester. Derek Holloway, who was at school with me at the University of Arkansas. Gary Anderson. Willie Gault in Tennessee. And Rod Brown, when he was at Arizona State. All of them had great, great return skills. And they was talking about Calvin Austin. But you know what? Leading up to the 2022 NFL Combine, they still didn't want to give my brother, my hometown hero, my homeboy from the 901 by way of Harden Academy, his respect. But at 5'7", and I was working, found the draft on my phone, but then the NFL, and everybody took notice, including all them Georgia players that was at their combine. N'Kobe Dean was from the area, Horn Lake, Mississippi. Lewis Sine, George Pickens, Jordan Davis, Christian Harris of Alabama, Chris Avila, and Gary Wilson of Ohio State. They took notice. When that jet, when that cannon exploded, when that missile was heat seeking, when Mr. Austin ran that 4.32, then he turned around and broad jumped 11 feet, 3, twice his height. So you're not feeling me. That's when that Memphis, that pride came out. Bill Street, barbecue. B.B. King, South Memphis, Whitehaven, Frazier, Orange Mound, Bay Hampton, Westwood, Mitchell, Carver, Southside, Hamilton, BTW, Hillcrest. He ran that 4.32. A sense of honor and pride. And when both of them gentlemen left the combine, you know what? Some of them were saying, Memphis do have some football players. But they weren't giving respect to all the great athletes I just mentioned. It's no place like home. The 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm very proud to see two of my hometown guys being top of the 2022 NFL draft. It gives me something to talk about. It gives me something to be proud about. And I'm not going to let this moment go by. So all you people out there who come to our page, who watches us from afar, I'm letting you know today that there are some football players and athletes where I come from the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. And when it's all said and done, Kenneth Walker might be the first running back taken. And Kevin Austin might go anywhere from the second to the fourth round. And I guarantee you, when they hit the league, they're going to hit the league running, flying, Stacks Records, Staples Singers, Otis Redding, A Doc on the Bang. And like the great Isaac Hayes, Shaft, who's that black private eye? It's going to be Kenneth Walker and Calvin Austin. I promise you. I want to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. And all I can say about these two young men right here, Kenneth Walker and Calvin Austin, is like the great man out of Pittsburgh, PA, one of the greatest jazz artists of all time. He don't really get his respect. They talk about the Steel of Steel Curtain, but you need to talk about George Benson. He had a song on Broadway, New York. So when it comes to draft day, in the month of April next month, to Kenneth Walker and Calvin Austin, they say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They said there's always a magic in the air. But when you're walking down the street, you ain't had enough to eat. The glitter's rubbed right off and you nowhere on Broadway. The neon lights are going to shine bright for these two young men. We got some football players in Memphis and they're going to represent. I'm sorry, Lufkin, Texas. I'm sorry, Brooklyn, New York. I'm sorry, Marietta, Georgia. I'm sorry, Birmingham, Alabama. I'm sorry, Delray Beach, Florida. I'm sorry, South Florida. But today, when the draft is over with, you're going to stand up and recognize Kenneth Walker, Michigan State University, 194 yards, 3 touchdowns against Michigan. And Calvin Austin, 5'7" and all, the 2022 NFL Combine, 4.32 40, an 11'3" broad jump, 4x100 track star, and a 9-time state champion in track. And Mr. Calvin Austin, neon lights are going to be shining bright on my two young men, Kenneth Walker and Calvin Austin. One more time. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. Joe Namath and that chinchilla coat, baby, after Super Bowl III.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Y'all be blessed, man. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day here on 100 Yards Football. Again, to my producer, Babyface, Mr. Logan Landers, the youngest member. He's done an outstanding job every week for us. Give him love on his videos. He's a star in the making. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.